This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You want to get something done in this economy, get something built or get a company started or make a big capital investment of almost any kind, you need capital, money. And if you haven't actually got the cash, credit is what you turn to, which is why we turn as we begin today with the state of lending here in late 2023. We got the most recent senior loan officer opinion survey from the Fed today. Lenders are tightening their standards across loan categories, and there's fewer loan applications being made in the first place. That much we have known for a bit now. What is new is that even though the lending environment is getting tighter, we're not seeing many signs that loan delinquencies are picking up a whole lot. So Marketplace's Justin Ho got on the phone with a couple of bankers to see what is what.
A loan is generally considered delinquent when a payment is more than 30 days past due. Chris Duncan, chief lending officer at LaSalle State Bank in Illinois, says he doesn't have many borrowers in that situation.
For us, anywhere from 0.1% of our overall loan portfolio to 0.3%, that range.
But Duncan says he looks at those numbers with a more pessimistic point of view.
Once they get that low, there's only one way that they can go, and that's up.
Duncan says there are signs that could happen. For instance, overdraft rates are ticking up at the bank. And even though loans might not be 30 days overdue,
we're starting to see loans that either were never past due or, you know, maybe at the most got 5 and 10 days past due, that they're starting to creep on into that 20, 25 day range or making payments on the 29th day to avoid that 30 day delinquency.
Same thing's been happening at Optus Bank in South Carolina. CEO Dominic Miartan says he's seeing late payments pick up across the board.
I was a little surprised in the last weekly loan meeting that, you know, I saw some names of business borrowers that I hadn't seen in months or even years on that list.
Miartan says his bank has been checking in with borrowers who are late just to see how things are going. He says overall, they say they're adjusting to a tighter economic environment.
Costs are a little bit higher because of inflation. Their business may have slowed down a tiny bit, or their existing consumer debt may be higher cost, so they're having to service more of that with the same amount of cash flow.
But Miartan says borrowers still have wiggle room to figure out how to keep making their payments, in large part because people still have money coming in.
You know, we still continue to see a pretty nice pickup in wages. We see employment still staying relatively strong by historic standards.
Miartan says that's why late payments aren't necessarily red flags, as long as delinquencies don't pick up. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.